This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Discovery Island Pride Society has just begun to take form and is having their first Pride event on Quadra Island this Sunday, August 14th. I caught up with one of the organizers, Marcus Greyhart, to find out all the details about this brand new event. Thank you so much for taking a moment of time, Marcus. How are you involved with Discovery Island Pride?
So there was a call on social media a few months ago from folks interested in putting together some kind of Pride event on Quadra. And we put our heads together, picked a date, and decided that we were going to expand the reach of the event to include Discovery Islands, and therefore we're having our first Discovery Islands Pride on Sunday, August the 14th from noon to 3:30 by the Credit Union.
Beautiful. And is there also a parade?
It's a march. We have folks gathering near the gas station in the elementary school at sort of one end of the Cove starting at 11:45, and they're going to march from there down the main street of the Cove to the festival grounds, where we're going to have music and vendors and entertainment and an entire kids zone, activities for the kids and fun for all ages.
And is this the first Discovery Island Pride event?
To our knowledge, this is the first sort of big event like this. At least we haven't heard of one. If folks know otherwise, we'd love to hear about it. We know there are pockets of LGBTQ+ community members across the Discovery Islands. This is, to our knowledge, the first Pride event to happen here. I think historically folks have gone over to Campbell River, which has a respectable and fun Pride event in June down at Spirit Square. So we decided we would pull that energy over and honor the queer and trans folks and allies who live amongst the islands.
Great. And why did you find it important to expand the reach and define it as Discovery Islands and inviting the rural communities around you?
In part, that came because we have members on our organizing committee who live across the Discovery Islands. And we really wanted to highlight within this celebration, in part, the experiences of LGBTQ+ folks living in rural communities and living on islands. And so we wanted to try and acknowledge, with our name at least, the experiences of these multitudes of folks and communities.
Is there also a website where people can find out more information about the event?
Yeah, www.dipride for Discovery Islands Pride. So www.dipride.ca is our website, and that's where you can get information about the event on Sunday, August the 14th, the march, the festival, the vendors and supporters of the event, and a contact form. We will be offering some for those who need accessibility. We'll be having a shuttle available for folks who contact us in advance who might need transport up from the ferry, so they can contact us through the website.
And if people would like to volunteer, can they also connect to you through the website?
Yes, connect with us through the website at our meeting ticket just today. March organizers are still looking for Marshall. We've got some high-vis visibility vests that will fit all shapes and sizes. And so if there are folks interested in marching with us and offering a bit of paid support, we can do that. And I'm sure we're going to need help with setup and tear down at the event. So folks can get in touch with us through the website to volunteer.
Is there any plans for future events?
Yes. So we're actually a registered organization in the process of becoming a fully-fledged nonprofit and charitable organization. So those are in process, and that's the Discovery Islands Pride Society. The plans are, well, for future Pride events like this, the response that we've received already has been enormous. That's from community members, as well as from a number of the sponsors who've really shown up to help make this event possible. We have interest in putting on there's going to be a movie night likely in the fall. I guess we want to also poll the community and get a sense what folks would be interested in having in terms of community events over the course of the year. We're so thrilled that this idea germinated and became this event that's taking place next week. We've got a number of interesting vendors, some fun entertainment. We've got food by The Clove and Aroma Cafe and perhaps a couple others, so there'll be lots of fun with that. The Clove has told us they're making a pride slice in the colors of the rainbow. We don't know what that means, but we're excited to find out at their tent on their spinning pizza wheel. And Aromas is set up there with their coffee bar, so they'll be serving coffee and pastries. And we're talking to a couple of other food vendors. And the entertainment, we've got some drag performances, some musical performances. There's going to be a sing-along with the newly forming queer choir for the Comox Valley. And we've got a DJ who'll be playing some of our favorite pride hits in between. So we hope folks will come down and have a fun day with us. We'd love to see you there if you make it down.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.